Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, a podcast where we talk about music, get in our feelings, talk our shit, let it out. This is your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And Victoria Wells, and we are here to help you simp. What does the word simpin' mean to you, Ashley?
It means, you know, just like letting your guard down for a minute, being a mushy, just doing that shit you don't want to do in front of people, you know?
It's kind of like when you tell someone you like them, you're like, I like you.
Shut up.
Simping. I'm simping right now.
Exactly. Like, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, you never want to be in that position.
Dare I say, vulnerable?
Oh, God. Yes. It's just like throwing the blanket on the floor and just exposing your naked feelings.
So naturally, you are only going to want to do that after dark because no one wants to cry in the morning.
Exactly.
You got some shit to do. You got to go to work. You got to get your coffee. You got to get it in the bag. And then when you come home late at night, after you've done everything,
you got to wait till the end of the day.
And then you hit your pillow.
Yeah. If not, if you simp in the morning, like,
it's going to be a rough
day. Your day's going to be fucked up. You're in your feelings. Like, it's gonna be rough. Now you're mad. You're sad. You probably cried. You're already off to a bad start.
You're telling the barista about your issues, and she's just like, sir, there's five people behind you. Like, I asked for your name. Yes, that's it.
Sorry, this is a Wendy's.
So basically, our podcast, we talk about music and how it correlates to relationships.
Yeah.
So a lot of our songs tend to be a little simpy.
It is what it is.
Who are we talking about today?
We actually just looked up a video to see how this woman, I always want to say bitch.
endearingly,
in
of
the
course.
Most friendly way, pronounces her name. Danny Lay.
I was going to say Danny Lee. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
I don't know. Me and Ashley.
Glad we looked it up.
We connected on a thing, I think, that maybe other people might admit to, other people might not admit to. But sometimes you say things in your head and you see them all the time and you never say them out loud ever to anyone. And then someone goes, hey, what's that artist's name? And you go, Danny Lee.
Yeah. Or you like go to tell somebody like, oh my God, I did this with you earlier. I was like, you know, it's like DVSN.
I was like, and you were like,
Division. I was like, fuck, I've been saying Davison this whole time in my head.
But I didn't even laugh because I didn't want her to feel vulnerable. I didn't want
her
to.
She did the same thing.
I do it all the time.
She just figured it out.
How could I? How dare I?
I think we all do that.
Yeah, we do it. We don't judge,
okay?
No. So you know what? Simpin' After Dark.
Let's get into it.
We're talking about Dani Leigh and her song Easy. I'm pretty sure release a song and then a couple different people came on and remixed it.
So there's like the one like where it's like less like dancey, it's like more chill.
Yeah.
And it's just her. So we're doing the Chris Brown remix.
Because Chris Brown, there's nothing like a toxic man to amp our podcast. Just
amp
gives us a little
fuel.
It's like diesel. It's not good for all cars. But for the ones that it is good for, it gets it going.
Oh yeah.
So Chris Brown does that for us.
Simpin' After Dark runs on diesel, and we about to get going.
Simpin' After Dark does not take 87. This song is a little bop. I think we should, you know, I'm going to say every song is a bop now forever. Now every song ever is going to be a bop. But I got this song pulled up right now. We're going to play a little. Let me catch your vibe. Let's just take our time.
You do, I don't have to be mine. Let's take it easy.
Wow.
It's so good.
It's so groovy, first of all.
Yes.
It kind of just makes me want to groove, like, first.
It's like, yeah, it's like low-key and groovy, but you could, like, dance to it.
Yeah, too. For sure. Like, if it came on in a club, I think you could dance to it regularly, or, like, a DJ could remix it. And,
exactly.
You know, you could throw some ass to it, probably, yeah. too.
I could throw some ass to anything. Exactly. I got no ass that I will throw it.
She'll throw it right at you, so you better catch it. What is this song about? It's called Easy.
Yeah, so obviously they do, like, a lot of references to, like, driving and, like, taking it slow, speeding it up. So they're talking about a relationship and how fast you're going to take it or not.
Definitely, I think taking a relationship easy is probably the main point
easy,
of the song.
So that's the name of the song, is Easy. I don't know if we said it ever.
Yeah, no, we did.
We said Danny Lay. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So Easy. Yeah, so they want to take it easy, but I think it talks a lot about how it's easy.
it's so easy, right? Quote unquote, it's so easy.
Step on the fucking pedal to the metal, and just, like, go full force and jump into it.
So I got a question. The first line, let me catch a vibe, just relax your mind and take it easy. That's it. You do you, I do you. Is that what she says? So basically she's saying, you do you, I do me. Like, let's just chill. Let's just take it easy. Yeah. No pressure, no nothing. I think it's ironic that the song is called Easy, because it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. That's the hardest thing to do.
Exactly. And I think we've touched on this before, but I think everybody wants it to be that way, because everybody's scared of getting hurt and rushing things. So it's always like, let me just, like, feel your vibe out. Let's see if we even could be compatible. Like,
wait, wait. We'll my favorite line from a man. Just be chill.
Oh God. Just be chill. I'm just trying to have fun right now. I don't want nothing serious, right?
Just be chill.
And, like, we've all said that. I've said that. Girls say it all the time. It's everybody just doesn't want to be the one to be like, I fuck with you. Like, let's be together.
Definitely. Okay. Do you think that she would have made this song if it was, like, organic and it came from herself and no other man has ever influenced her to make her feel like she has to take it easy? Do you think that, like, women only act that way because maybe they're pressured from it? I don't know. I guess that's a loaded
there's
question.
Probably some women that are like, yeah, let's take it easy, but I can't say I'm like that. Like, maybe I'm biased, but it feels like it'd be a rare breed of fucking woman to be like, let's take it easy. Because I think women just love deeper and want to just, like, let's do this.
Yeah, they're all in. They're usually all in. Usually.
But I know I'll be the one, too, to be like, yeah, let's take it easy. It's chill. Because I don't want to, like, be like, I love you. Like,
but you say that because you don't want to get your feelings hurt. Exactly. You're not saying that because that's actually what you want. You're saying that because you don't want to look stupid.
Exactly.
So then, like, that's not even.
This isn't anything. It's nothing. Wow. But really, you want to do it. But you're just, like, on the surface, like.
Okay. Cool. So, but she also says, got no worries. I love it when you touch me, feeling so lovely, lovely. Make you want to love me, make me feel lucky. Obviously, she repeats a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But. Okay, so do you think it's possible to be in, like, a relationship with someone where you can admire the way that they make you feel, the way you're with them, but you do want to take it easy? Maybe it is something that you feel like, maybe it's coming from an aspect of, like, I don't want this to end. I don't want this to get ruined. Because we do know, like, when you start putting labels on shit and when you start, like, oh, we're getting to that era, right?
Yep.
It's like, fuck, I don't want to ruin this. Have you ever felt like you didn't want to ruin a relationship by taking it to the next level?
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of this would stem from, too. Like, it could come from a lot of places, but I think generally it is about not wanting to ruin things or take things too fast.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you don't want something to end, you're gonna like avoid it. You're gonna procrastinate.
So you think that's what taking it easy is? Is like, you're kind of procrastinating the inevitable, which is like being with someone forever, right? So you're kind of like,
because it's either you're gonna end up together forever or there's gonna be heartbreak. That's like a 50-50 chance of getting your heart broken.
Damn, that's a pretty black and white way of looking at some shit.
I know, fuck.
The world is gray, my friend. It's gray. It is balance, yin and yang.
No, you're going to die.
I just look at every man from here on out, and I'm just like, we're either going to be together forever, or you're going to break my heart. Fuck you.
It's true.
I mean, I guess if you break it down, if you simplify it like that, I think a little oversimplification there.
Negative Nancy, I'm sorry.
I don't know. This song, though, it does. It makes me feel hopeful to take it easy.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'll say that, like, I think it is easier said than done, which why I think it's so ironic that it's called easy. It's like, take it easy, bitch. That's the hardest thing to do. Yeah, what do you mean, take it easy? But it kind of makes you feel like, yeah, like, let's just take it easy. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I'm listening to it, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, shit's good. And then as soon as it ends, fuck I'm it. Like,
but then even like,
so are we together or no?
Exactly. It's like you can front all you want, but then Chris Brown's verse comes up.
Yep.
And he's like,
what does that toxic man say? What is that toxic man say?
When you pull up on my side, babe, speeding down that 101 highway. First of all, that's a lie, because ain't nobody ever sped on the 101 highway.
There's always traffic.
Day or night. Second of all, back to the lyrics. He says, moving too fast, couldn't see the place, but you see that look on my face, so you know what it is. Pedal to the metal, all gas, no brake. He's trying to take it fast. It's so easy to want to take it fast and rush it. It's so easy to hop into that.
Do you think that men enjoy controlling the speed of a relationship? Or do you think they look to control the speed of a relationship? You think that's something that's on their mind or not?
Guys are probably more chill about it. And girls are the ones that try to control the speed more. But because they know guys are chill about it, they want to take it more slow. But I think a lot of guys are kind of down to go with the flow. But then that's where like a lot of problems stem from.
I don't fucking think so at all. No, I don't think so at all. Guys, okay, first of all, guys don't ever want to go for the flow. They just want to pretty much sleep with as many women as they can. If we're being somewhat honest, like, okay, there are some men who probably look for relationships. But usually, like, if you're a young man who's not looking to get married, you're probably looking to have multiple relationships with people, which is inevitable that if you're with some girl and she's like, let's just take it easy, you're gonna be like, yeah, let's take it easy.
Sounds good, baby.
Perfect. Exactly. So I think that in that aspect,
that
when he says pedal to the metal, that's him being like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not like, let's not take it easy. Because if a girl were to say that to a guy, like, let's not take it easy, let's go, he'd be like, you're crazy.
True.
So why is it that a man could say, oh, let's go all the way? And he can also say, oh, let's be chill. But only girls.
Because they like to fuck with your head.
That's what I mean. So, like, why is it that women cannot also control, like, if they push for it, oh, you're trying to make me wife, you're trying to make me do things, you're trying to change me. But if it's vice versa, if a guy's like, all right, fuck this, nah, let's do this, I want you to be my girl, yada, yada, yada. You know, you heard shit like that before, too. Mm-hmm. So
I fall for that.
I have too. We all have. Because that's what you want to hear. So you're like, yes, okay. So why is it that it's okay for them? How come we're not calling dudes crazy? Well, how come we're not like, whoa, bro, you're psycho.
You know, I've been stop there trying too, to wife though. Me. I've been there with like a guy that was just like, said I love you way too fast. Actually, I've had that in like a few times where like a guy has been like, will you be my girlfriend after like a month of dating? Or like,
and you said
after
no.
a month of like whatever, they're like, I love you. And I'm like, this is crazy. And I talk to my girls and I'm like, what the fuck?
Can I ask
and
you
I end up being with them because I'm so like, okay.
So you've never been in a relationship where a dude has said like, I love you, and then you have not ended up with him.
I mean, not like a real like relationship so, when I'm older.
So no. That's what I mean. So I mean, you know, maybe we could do a field test. Maybe we can come back and report on this on the next episode. But I feel like if you were to ask me, my hypothesis for this experiment would be that if you ask 5 men and 5 women who have been, I don't want to say pressured, but yeah. probably like, pressed into a relationship, I can guarantee you that more women have ended up with that guy and more men have been like, that bitch was crazy. Oh, yeah. I never talked to her again.
I think like for guys where if it's like, oh my God, this bitch said I love you.
And they're out.
They'd be like, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like 90% of the time, I feel like a woman, she's probably going to be like, even if you were to take it
slow. I think you're more invested, even when you're fucking lying and saying, let's take it easy.
So do you think
lying.
Do you think that men
love him already? Maybe that's just me.
Should we bring up that tweet?
Yes, bitch. Y'all already know.
Y'all already know we love Twitter.
You know the vibes.
You know the fucking vibes. We're on Twitter. We're tweeting. We're retweeting. We're quote tweeting. We're replying. We're sometimes favoriting if we like you. Mm-hmm. If we don't like you, we're probably talking shit about you right now. I could think of a few people we're addressing that tweet.
I can never find them to like credit them. I'm so sad.
So you can never do your job.
I'm fucking sorry. All right. So basically it was like, I suck at dating. Like once I like you, I love you. Like, I'm sorry.
It's
that's
true.
That's exactly what it says. And it's at the Danny Ann.
Danny Ann.
I suck at
I feel you, girl.
Once I like you. Then there's like the fucking first response. Somebody was like, sounds like we belong together. And it's a fucking gif. Sorry if I triggered the jiffers. Of fucking the guy from You.
Oh,
what's his name?
Joe
Goldberg. Oh. And he's just like waving.
Is he Jewish? It sounds
Goldberg,
like he's Jewish.
Of course he is.
Little stocky Jew. It's okay. I'm Jewish. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, I'll just go on the record and say it. I am a simp. I'm a simp at heart.
Me too.
I'm such a romantic.
Same.
My Virgo
Hopeless
self
romantic.
Doesn't let me show it. Yep. Like, I'll come off super cold, but I've been observing you. I've been loving you, boy.
Yeah, if I
You
choose-
thought you picked me?
Nope. I picked you. But like for real, I'm like if I probably allowed you in my life,
that's because I had my eye on you.
Yeah,
already.
That's because I probably already knew what I was
Don't
doing.
Don't ever think you came in here and swooped me off my feet.
Nah, you didn't.
Swooped.
If anything, I jumped a little bit and made you feel like you swooped me.
I looked at you one time when you weren't looking and my peripherals is just so strong and powerful that you looked at me, didn't always looking at you, and then you were like, I love her, but I fucking made you.
And then that's why we go home and we cry and we feel our feelings because, you know, such great things comes of us always getting these boys to like us, right?
Yep.
Whatever.
We need a new strategy.
We definitely do. If you guys have any options, then you should probably message us on Instagram at
Simpin' After Dark.
And I also want to mention that we are in the lovely headquarters of Wild 7 Studios in downtown LA, which is the heart of... You hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
It's literally right outside
That's culture. That's heart. That's the heart of Los Angeles. That's the heart, the capital of America. Not New York. Fuck New York. It's Los Angeles and it's downtown. 7th and Los Angeles
New
Street.
New York's like the armpit. LA is like the butthole. Like, yeah, that's gross, but like people be eating us these days, you know? It's nice.
People be eating us.
Eat this ass. Sorry.
Oh, Danny Lay, thank you for not only creating this song. It's something that we could groove to. I'm also a dancer. I actually choreographed
Me
a piece
too.
Of this.
I'm just kidding.
I love her music. She's super cool. She was a dancer, so she always has that in mind.
Yeah, that video she said she was originally a dancer.
Yeah, so, you know, keep making those bops. Keep making those bops.
Those bops where we can get in our feelings, but also, like, shake that ass a little bit.
Yeah, because I want to pretend like I want to take it easy.
In the words of Chris Brown, put that thing to the flow, one for the road. Whatever.
Two for the road.
Chop it 3 times for the road.
And And anyways, well, we also want to make sure that we shout out ourselves because that's what this podcast is about. What's your Instagram, Ashley?
Ash_Friday_.
And mine is @VictoriaDWells. Ashley is also part of a super dope team called the Nightshade Collective.
Yep.
And they have
Follow us on Instagram @Nightshade Collective.
Perfect. And they're always hopping on the Wild 7 podcast, which is a hilarious podcast that you guys should listen to because a new movie that's coming out directed by the Nasred, Debbie and the Devil, is super awesome. We were actually a part of it. So if you like what we have to say, maybe you'll like a little bit of the art that we make as well.
Of course. And we're always on the Wild 7 podcast. So check us out.
Check us out. And if you feel some type of way about us or what we said, you know, let us know. We're not going to actually do anything with that information, but we will consider it. And I mean, I think that counts for something.
Maybe we'll mention your name if you say something stupid enough.
No, we won't. We won't.
Sorry. She said no. I tried.
Unless you have something very simpy to say, then that might get a tweet.
We like nice messages. We want to spread love here, even though we might be hating a lot and talking shit. It's all out of love.
It's because we love men and we want them to be better, which is why we call them out on their bullshit. Because we don't want the people around us to be terrible, scummy, disgusting, grimy human beings. We want them to uplift women and treat them the way they deserve to be treated.
We're queens, yo.
Yeah, we really are.
Act like it.
Till next time.
Simping After Dark.